Well, I said that we were going to talk about what it's like trying to be firm, to be steadfast when doubts creep in, when worries creep in, when we wonder what's going on. Well, we read this morning from Psalms 63. Beautiful expression of a wearied heart that wants to worship God. And that's what we're going to be talking about for the next couple of weeks. But I want to sort of focus on what David said in Psalm 63, first at verse 2. David said, I have, and I'm reading from the Contemporary English Version. I think it's very easy to understand and faithful to the scripture. He says, I have seen your power and your glory in the place of worship. That's an amazing statement. Now I know that David lived at a time when he could go to the temple, a marvelous building. It would put our building to shame. And from what I've read, the tabernacle that the people of Israel had as they were wandering in the wilderness was one of the most expensive buildings. At that time, it was a tent. It was one of the most expensive dwellings that had ever been constructed. And then we moved to the temple that Solomon was able to build. And again, I understand it was one of the most expensive buildings that has ever existed. Must have been a marvelous sight. I know that after Nebuchadnezzar tore it down, they rebuilt it. A lot of the old people said, you know, I've seen what Solomon built, and this can't compare. David understood about the power of God. He understood about the glory of God. And it was partly because he had been to worship God in these marvelous places. But that didn't protect him from creating problems for himself. He raped Bathsheba. The son who was the issue of that relationship died. And it was because of David's sin. And David knew that. God had told him that that son was going to die. In fact, when David writes Psalm 63, he's out in the wilderness in Judah. And I've never been to the Middle East. I've seen a lot of pictures, but I'm not sure that I understand what it would be like to be out in that wilderness. There's not much around. I don't like the desert anyway, but that desert is really difficult. On top of that, on top of being out in the wilderness, he's there because he's chased by someone who wants to kill him. And the person that wanted to kill him was his own son. Must have been terribly difficult. I know David could reflect on his own life and he could say most of the problems that I'm suffering, I've brought upon myself. I understand that. But you know, that didn't prevent David from being wearied. He wanted to worship God, and I think he was just struggling with his faith, just struggling with everything that was going on. I tell you, I'm like David. Sometimes I struggle with my faith too. I don't know if you're like David, probably struggle at times with your faith, but it's important for us to understand some things about doubt. And we'll try to do that next week. and try to come to an understanding of how we can get through this. Now, the good part is that David concludes his psalm saying, I know that you will put those who are chasing me to the sword. I know that you will deliver me. Yes, we doubt. Yes, we have difficulty. But God is there. And we'll try to make that point. We're going to stand in just a minute, and Ted is going to lead us in a song that gives us the opportunity to affirm our belief. The lower lights were placed along the shore. We're familiar with lighthouses, aren't we? We've seen the lighthouse over at Yaquina or Yaquina. I can say that. We've seen Hasita Head. We know how fabulous those lighthouses are. But as fabulous as those lighthouses were, they still had to have lights down along the shoreline that would delineate where the rocks were. That light, the big light could tell you where you were. That was part of their function. It could warn you that you were in a certain place, but you had to have those little bitty lights down along the shore in order to really understand what was going on. I think, in my understanding, Jesus is the lighthouse at Hasita Head. He's the lighthouse at Yaquina Point, Yaquina Bay. My job is to reflect that standing right along the shore, because the people that I'm reflecting it to will be able to see the little things. That's what I can help with. So let's stand and let's sing a song and let's just decide. We are going to burn brightly so that people will be able to see those things that are so difficult for them.